or CBA Mobile.
Up and it was like 35 degrees the next morning, and
and this was down in Walterboro.
Did the Veterans Day program this weekend, and I think it was about 28. It's a little chilly first thing in the morning.
I think that's the last time I had to go camping. My idea of camping is the Holiday Inn with no HBO.
Yeah, shoot, I got my camper down at Myrtle Beach. I love going down there and just chilling by the camper, but if it gets cool, you go inside, cut the heat on. You can't quite do that in a tent.
Get my wife to talk her into letting us get a camper. And her dad was a police officer all his life. He was a captain with the Greenville City Police. And in fact, he was captain of detectives for years. And so, you know, he got all the murders and, you know, all the gory stuff. And he'd come home and, you know, tell them all the gory stories. And so anyway, she said, when I said, you know, buy a camper, she said, no. She said, all the rapists and murderers live in campgrounds.
Argue, they some shady campgrounds and some shady people living in the campground. I pulled up the one, there's one in Spartanburg. I had to dump my holding tank and everything, get it cleaned out before winter one year, because I didn't do it while we were camping. And pulled up in there, and there's somebody living in a tent. They got their clothes strung out on a clothesline, and I mean, got their car covered up with a tarp. I'm like, oh my God, what is going on here?
Well, I tell you, a lot of people have it pretty rough. I know. I can't remember the bridge. The girl must be learning how to drive. She don't know which side of the road she's supposed to be on. The bridge, let's see. Oh, darn it. I think it's Cedar Lane Road. And they built a new bridge. That became like Tent City, and they called it. And I think they finally had to run the people off from there because the neighborhood complained about it so much. But I just can't imagine living like that. And of course, you know, you had to watch your stuff because somebody would steal it if you didn't. And being in the ministry, we would help the homeless and, you know, give them food and clothing if we had it. And they would come out of this, the last church I was at, they would come out of this cane field. And I told the ladies, I said, and the men, I said, under no circumstances will you ever enter that cane field. I said, they can come out and get the stuff, but I said, you do not go in there. I said, because if you do, I said, we may never see you again.
There's unfortunately some pretty rough spots, and, you know, people end up in places in their life, and I don't know what it takes to live in a tent, but, man, it's got to be rough. I hope I'm never in that situation, have to make that choice, but, yeah, unfortunately, people have to do that.
Sitting here at the sports club getting ready to play tennis. I know that that's probably a real shocker to you, but I got 3 hours of tennis ahead of me here in about 20 minutes. So I'm gonna go in and warm up my knees a little bit. And my tongue will probably be hanging out when I get through.
For tennis, I've played it many times. Never professionally or even competitively, but you know, my son took tennis camp a couple times, and that would always kind of get us revved up. You know, we'd go to the field a couple times, and it's like, all right, who's ready to go? Nah, I'd rather stay home. But it's a fun game to play, so be careful out there, and yeah, don't get hurt. You know, I don't want to do that, and you're down, but yeah, you do your stretches and whatnot. But yeah, it's, I love tennis. It's fun. It's hard to find a time to play it sometimes, though. KO4CEF, Friday.
You have a good evening, and good to talk to you. Thanks for riding along with me, and we will talk to you later. 73's KB4CPA, clear.
73's to you. Hopefully talk to you again on the radio. KO4CEF, now be clear.
KL4CU, calling
indication. Get your call sign. This is KO4CEF. Barely able to pull you out, especially in my loud truck. Just trying to hear you over the noise, but you're barely in there. I can't hardly pull out what you're saying. If you can, just try to move or turn your power up if you're able to.